Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to this week's episode of the Archerpreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about how you can bring your creative dreams to life. This week, we're talking about creating a better world through our art. Now, before we get into it, I just want to acknowledge the fact that there is definitely a time for direct reaction, for making a statement about the things that are happening in the world around us, that we would observe the realities of the things that are happening around us and make statements about those things. In fact, just a couple months ago, we had a couple podcasts all about that, especially in terms of addressing the current political climate and those kinds of things. There's also a time for angst. Like, our art is an expression of the things that we feel. And I mean, you have bands like literally like Rage Against the Machine that write songs that are directly related to the angst of the brokenness of the systems around us. There is also obviously a time for personal reflection and using our art as an expression of who we are and what we feel. All of those things are really valuable uses of our creative skills. But I think sometimes we may default to those kinds of expressions of our art and sometimes neglect the opportunity we have to paint a different picture for the people who will encounter our art. So it's this idea of using our art to proactively create a different world. That's what our art is about to begin with, creating different worlds. Narrative is about creating worlds, and whether our narrative is visual and we're painting or taking photographs, or it's in the form of song and we're creating a world or a moment through a song, or it's in short form or long form narrative, whatever it might be, all of us work in the realm of story. And story is about acknowledging and creating a world of some sort. All of us are creating characters who live in an environment, and that environment has the components of setting and place and tone and timbre. We can think about this idea of creating worlds in a very specific way through things like fantasy, like Lord of the Rings, or the world of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and this wild man who has these beautiful visions that invite people into this world of chocolate and candy and sugar and fun and a little bit of craziness and mystery. Or worlds like Alice in Wonderland, where we meet these characters and she drinks potions and changes size, and there's the Cheshire Cat and the Mad Hatter and this white rabbit that's leading her through this wonderland. There's these wild worlds in the realm of fantasy. But even if we're not fantasy artists, I think all of us are constantly creating worlds, and all of us have this opportunity to offer the world around us a different picture of what reality could look like. All of us are going through life with a particular perspective of what the world is and how it works, and we as artists have the opportunity to introduce people to new realities. What would it be like for us to put out into the universe different pictures of actual reality, not just fantasy worlds, but a different picture of what day-to-day life could look like? A glimpse of a better world for us to live in every day. Worlds that offer people a different window into another way of living. I started thinking about this more recently when I was listening to the 1962 Peter, Paul, and Mary song, If I Had a Hammer. And the song says, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. And it's this hippie song from the 1960s that was, you know, part of this, what was at the time considered a counter-cultural revolution. And I think that's really interesting verbiage for what was going on, the idea of counter-culture. Well, when you listen to that song, it's a song about peace. It's a song about love between people. And if that song and the people who wrote it and those who were associated with the culture that accepted and birthed that kind of music is countercultural, isn't that the kind of world we want to live in? Isn't the idea of counterculture at that point a better view of what reality could actually look like? And music was integral to the hippie movement, and so much of that music was like that song, this idea of putting out into the world what could be. It oftentimes did address what was happening very directly in the culture, but there were also this other set of songs that I don't see a lot of much anymore. This idea of just putting out songs that express what the world could be like. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. And yeah, again, there's opportunity for us, and it's very important for us to make art that addresses directly the things that are happening around us, that we would react and respond to culture. But it's also really important for us as creative people to imagine what the world could be like and to create art that simply puts that vision of the world out to the people who would consume it, because I think it has a transformative effect. Those songs that were part of that countercultural revolution were transformative just in the fact that they were written and put out, and those words were sung by and absorbed by people. And when those words are put out and people begin to absorb them and sing them, it literally transforms the way people see and feel about the world around them. And so many people in the 60s were creating a different world. They were living outside the momentum of the system and creating something truly different. It wasn't about getting caught up in the frenzy of the current world around them. Again, they were acknowledging of and aware of and resistant to that, but they were also in some ways above it. They were creating a different version of what could be. And it's kind of this idea of like, you know what, you can live in the misery of your world. You have the option to do that. But we are seeing a different way, and we want to invite everyone around us into that different way. I find this tension in my own life a lot of times as well when it comes to social media. I often will see something online and will have a kind of natural reaction to respond directly to the things I see. And of course, that is totally appropriate a lot of the time. But I also have this other kind of thing inside of me that's like, okay, I can either react directly and respond to the things I see, or I can think about the big ideas of what could be and call them out and kind of spark people's imagination of what could be. So I could respond to somebody being hateful online and kind of call them out for their hate. Again, totally appropriate. I could also make posts about and create content around kindness or compassion or the value of loving the people that we encounter on a daily basis. And I think both are important. And so in your art, are there opportunities for you to imagine and then create and then present that different vision of the world? I think the challenge that we experience in the world around us on a regular basis is that so many people around us get uncreative. We get stuck in our own myopic view of reality, and we need to be jolted out of it. We need to be reminded of the reality that there is a different way. That's what the hippies who were creating this kind of music in the 1960s were doing. Sometimes they were in altered states themselves and reforming their understanding of reality through those altered states and then creating out of that. Sometimes they were just inspired with a different picture of what could be, a world that was loving, a world that was caring, a world that was less violent, a world where brothers and sisters took hands and change the world together, a world that wasn't afraid of people who were different than you. And so many of their songs and so much of their art put out that picture of, hey, you know what? We don't have to live in a racist world. We don't have to live in a violent world filled with war. We don't have to live in a world of patriarchy. We can live in a world where people are treated well and loved well and elevated into equality. So with that in mind, there are three questions that I would love for us to really kind of take some time to reflect on this week. The first, what do you want the world to look like? I think that's a really important question to begin with. What do I want the world to look like? Is there a different picture that I have in my head than the reality that I'm seeing around me? Is there something that I'm inspired by? Is there a way that I would want the world to be? The second question is, what can I create that inspires people with that vision? Think about a particular kind of creation in whatever world you create in. A painting, photography, a song. Is there something that you can create to inspire people with the vision of what you think the world could be like? And lastly, how can you share that with people in a way that invites them to reconsider what they believe to be possible? I think that's really important. How can you present that to people in a world that will transform their understanding of what they believe to be possible? And I think that we as artists, we as storytellers, have the opportunity to literally create different worlds. We begin by imagining them, and then we create art that engages people in a compelling way with that imagination, and it inspires them ultimately to live a different life and to help create that world. Think about the times in your life when you've been inspired by a movie or a song and how it's helped transform the way you act and the expectations that you have. It's inspired you to be a different kind of person. Let's create things that do that for us and for other people. As always, it's amazing hanging out with you. Thanks so much for spending this time with me. Would love to connect with you on Instagram at Cole Neesmith and of course at Artrepreneur Podcast. And I cannot wait to see you next week. Until then, create something inspiring. See ya.